Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Mark Price producing this evening, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Carol Wood, Lansing City Council member. Good evening, Carol. How are you?
Good evening. Doing pretty good. Thank you.
I know you're heading off to a meeting soon. I appreciate you taking some time to be with us tonight.
Well, thank you. Actually, the Lansing Police Department is having their awards ceremony tonight. It starts at 6, and this is where the Board of Police Commissioners are recognizing officers as well as civilians that have performed above and beyond the call of duty, and they will be presented awards tonight here in the council chambers. It's open to the public if anyone would like to stop up, and again, thanks them for their service to our community.
Well, what a pleasant thing to be attending in city council chambers. There's been some interesting evenings lately, so what a nice change of events for you.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm imagining, I've been to a daughter involved in law enforcement and been to several of these kinds of events, and they're very moving. They're very inspiring.
They really are, especially when you have the officer, when it's being read what happened, and sometimes you get an excerpt in the paper or maybe even on your talk show, but you haven't heard the whole, all of the details. And when you look at the fact that not only officers but civilians that have gone out of their way to help in, whether it's a rescue or whether it's helping to apprehend a suspect that's led to conviction, I mean, those are the times that we're celebrating the positive things that have helped change our community.
Well, and it's an interesting juxtaposition in talking about budget cuts and position cuts with police and fire as well, isn't it? Against this award ceremony.
Absolutely is. Absolutely is. You know, Monday night a budget was passed, and I think for me the most difficult part of it was the fact that, you know, first we find out about some revenue sharing, and I've done a little bit of research on that, and it goes back to March 21st that a message from the governor, as well as then through the legislature in April, that this revenue sharing was known, and that we didn't find out about it from a council's perspective until Friday before the budget was passed. So, you know, why that information wasn't translated in a way that for policymakers that are making those decisions, as well as voters out there, I'm not sure why that ball was dropped. But anyways, along with that and the fact that there were some increases in health care, we did come up with some extra dollars. Now, as you're aware of, Councilmember Jeffries and Hewitt, myself, presented a number of actual cuts in the budget that would have equated to about $3.2 million. And unfortunately, what happened on Monday was the revenue sharing was tie-barred to additional concessions by the unions in order to be able to spend that money. That money has not been transferred in to guarantee that police or fire positions won't be cut. It's, if they can't match every dollar, then they're not getting that money. And I think that's sad commentary, especially when people have talked about the fact that they support the issues of fire and police, and we need those dollars spent.
Well, and part of your concerns, my understanding anyway, is as you had spoken of Eric Hewitt and Brian Jeffries and yourself, you had looked through the budget and found come up with some other ways, and those just people weren't seeing it. I guess other council members weren't understanding where you were trying to go.
No, they weren't understanding, and they took the administration's, the mayor's position that those monies were essential and needed to stay in the budget, and we disagreed. You know, we had an extra $13,000 that, if you're looking in our council budget, if you're looking at equipment, you know, right now, this $13,000 in equipment and training something that we should be doing versus making sure that there's a police officer on the street? Someone could say, well, that isn't $3.3 million in concessions, but it's $13,000. It's a step closer. You have $100,000 in the mayor's office for temporary help that's funding five positions that interns fill. You know, is that something at this time? Now you combine those and we're able to save a police officer and a half position. Those are critical. And to assume that the unions would not be at the table, that we had to tie bar this to hold them in discussions, in my estimation, is ludicrous, because the unions have been very adamant about the fact that they have worked on health care concessions and a number of things and intend and will be at the table. But the only way that this money can be allocated into these different departments, again, is tie barring it, and as if you can't trust the unions to come forward with concessions.
Well, and it seems from a layperson, it seems an unusual arrangement to put this together.
Well, it is. We actually saw this in another budget, a few budgets back that the mayor produced. At that time, we actually came up with a plan B that had other cuts in there. What we saw was, one, the concessions that they thought they were going to get, they didn't get. It didn't come close to that when they made changes. And the mayor didn't look at plan B either. So, you know, if you're basing this budget, and if you're telling the public that public safety is essential for this city and that it was essential enough to go out for a millage, then I think it's also essential enough to make the cuts so that we can make sure that we have those officers. We are still losing officers no matter what we did, no matter whether the millage was passed, whether we ended up with the cuts and revenue sharing, or whether they come up with concessions. We're losing police and fire, code compliance officers, they're going to be cut. But right now, what we have is, again, some additional money that's there that's tie-barred to this, and if they don't come up with meeting this dollar for dollar, then that money just stays there, and we're not able to keep those officers that would be laid off.
You mentioned earlier when we talked about revenue sharing that from back in March that you weren't made aware of. Would
Correct.
Things have looked a lot different on Monday night when you voted if you'd been aware of this, if the council had been aware?
Well, I would have assumed it would have been built into the budget.
Mm-hmm.
March 21st, there was a speech that Governor Snyder gave. We received the budget on March 28th. I would have thought that would have been in the budget at that time based on the information that was there. In April, while we started having meetings in the public, April 26th, there were both Senate and House were passing the appropriations bill. There was that revenue sharing in those. In fact, there was a bill passed, Bill 171, I believe it is, or 177, and that was done in on April 26th. You know, we weren't told those things. We make adjustments all the time as we're working on the budget. It allows us to be flexible with that, but we weren't given that information again until the last minute, days before we were supposed to pass the budget.
Well, and that's like I said, it's unfortunate, and the question is why you didn't get that information, I guess.
Well, that's been a question that we ask quite a bit.
I'm guessing you haven't gotten an answer yet, Carol.
No, I haven't. But you know, part of it is being able to have, you know, it's taught me again. I always glean from these lessons. So, you know, I guess what I'll be prepared for the next budget is to go through anything that we're getting from the state or anybody else and have to go out and ask the questions myself instead of relying on what information I should be getting from the administration and understanding what that is. I guess I'll have to take a little more time to understand these things.
Well, so. You have always been an independent thinker, and you're just adding to the list of jobs for Carol. Oh. Oh, well, I will tell you, or hope that you enjoy this evening's ceremony.
Oh,
and
thank you.
You know, I'm a huge fan of the folks in uniform, so give them my best as well.
And I absolutely will. And again, you know, I'll send on some information. You might want to bring some of the people on and talk about some of the things that they're getting awards for. So
without question, they tend to be a little shy when it comes to that, but I think
I
we can talk them into it between the two of us.
Okay.
Carol, thank you so much for your time this evening.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Carol Wood, Lansing City Council member. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.